Oh, there's that music. I like it.
Just gets you in a mood, don't it?
It does. It makes me so happy and cheerful. Only to shoot arrows at you. Ooh, we should try that.
Pat, I'm okay with the proverbial arrows, not the actual arrows.
How about you stand against a wall with an apple on your head?
No.
And I hold a compound bow and arrow.
No. Bad idea.
And you say, the apple, Pat. Shoot the apple.
Pat, I feel like I'm 51 in this scenario. Bad idea, Pat.
Oh, I hear that a lot. Would you rather Wednesday? Brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful. Downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right. Let's get started, shall we? Question numero uno. Matt, would you rather live the life of a rock star for 10 years? More money than you could ever spend? Women, booze, music tours? Or coach the Detroit Lions for 20 years for half the money as a rock star?
Pat, I'm not a good coach. That'd probably be a problem there.
So really? See, that surprises me, you say that.
In football, yeah, if I coached him in football, then I'd be viewed as, you know, less than even Wayne Fonts or somebody like that who's a Lions coach, or I'd be one of those coaches, you know, that you'd hear about and run out of town, and why does an ownership fire him, probably? I don't think I'd be that good as a football coach.
Hmm. See, that surprises me you would say that. Should I change it to...
No, we can't change. I don't know if that's in the bylaws.
The Green Bay Packers for 20 years?
Well, in that case, you know, sign me up, but...
Yeah. Live the life of a rock star for 10 years, more money than you could ever spend, all the other extracurricular activities, or coach the Detroit Lions for 20 years for half the money.
Coaching would be pretty fun, though. I mean, let's say, like, I'm actually adequate to be a coach. I'd do it in a heartbeat. But me, like, right now, I know I could not. Probably. So, as much as I'd love to coach the Detroit Lions, I think I would be the rock star.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. And then would you rather sing?
So then I can come to the sidelines and then hang out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
and you could go.
You could buy a ticket. You'd be so famous.
Be a celebrity Lions fan. Yeah. Yeah.
They'd want you right there. What instrument would you play, or would you just be a singer?
Probably the triangle when I'm singing.
Oh, when you're singing.
Yes.
Can you sing and play the triangle at the same time?
Pat, I've been known to multitask, so I think I can do it.
Okay.
Just got to be in rhythm with the triangle.
There are some musicians that cannot sing and play at the same time. B.B. King is a perfect example of that.
See, I could probably do the triangle. I think if I played the cowbell and sang, I'd be offbeat.
Yeah. Yeah, you've proven that.
Yeah. I know I have proven that. It's been a little ugly on Fridays. Get this weird look from Craig.
Question number two. Would you rather give up your favorite food or give up Nookie?
Ooh. Give up food or give up Nookie? Wait, hold on. Favorite food.
What? Well, let's establish that. What is your favorite food?
You know, Pat, I've never actually thought about that.
What comes to mind? What's the first thing that comes to mind? Name your favorite dinosaur.
Velociraptor. We just become best friends. I think I'm going to go with... I like Mastacholi. Growing up, we had Mastacholi, you know, noodles and meat and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty good. Mastacholi was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I've had to give that up.
So that's your favorite food. What's your favorite nookie? Don't answer that.
Depends what we're asking about it.
What is it, Matt? Would you rather give up your favorite food or give up nookie?
Boy.
That is not a hard question for me to answer.
Food?
I have more than one favorite food. So
in that case, would you have to give up all your favorite foods?
No, just your favorite food. Yeah, I didn't say favorite foods. It's food, singular, not plural.
Yeah, but you said you had a bunch of favorite foods. So
yeah, I'd give up my favorite food, but then I'd fall back on my second favorite food.
I didn't know that's how this question worked. Okay.
Well, I'm just talking through it, but... And I'm not the one answering the questions. I just said I know how I would answer it. It's all you, Matt. Food or nookie? Which one are you giving up? Favorite food, singular.
You know what, Pat? I love food too much not to give it up. I'm gonna give up nookie for food. He just looked at me like I'm bizarre. I love food too much.
I heard thousands of jaws drop and hit the floor.
Yep.
Okay.
Mastacholi, I can't go without it.
Well, so
your missus, I guess, yeah.
Your missus Shear better be a good cook then.
Yeah.
Question number three. Would you rather Wednesday? Brought to you by our good friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Question number three, would you rather travel anywhere, anytime, all expenses paid, or give up social media for the rest of your life? Travel anywhere, anytime, all expenses paid, or give up social media for the rest of your life?
Boy, travel anywhere, all expenses paid.
Anywhere, anytime.
Is this just one or the rest of my life traveling?
Yeah. Yep.
Free and clear. So this could be multiple trips, all that.
Yeah. Ooh. Anytime, anywhere. You could go for a month. You could go your whole life. That's what you could become a professional traveler.
But I'd have to be off the grid.
Not necessary. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. With
social media. Yeah.
Yeah, off social media.
Yeah. That's what off
air
the grid
quotes.
Is
yeah,
in
okay.
the social media world.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I'm old.
Yeah. Yeah.
But air quotes, social media. Off the grid to me means...
There's off the grid on social media, and then there's off the grid living in a cabin in northern Minnesota, which Pat...
I would
dreams
do,
about
I would do tomorrow.
That's a tough one.
I'd set up booby traps on my property.
Get a letter from Pat. You have to do this, 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 and this to get past the booby traps. Be doing somersaults left and right.
Be in court.
It's
bear
like
trap
Indiana
took
Jones.
Off my leg.
Yeah.
Well, he shouldn't have been standing there.
I was a little too slow back in April when I went up there, and that's why I have no foot now.
Okay. What are you doing? Are you traveling, or are you giving up social media?
You know what, Pat? I've never gone traveling, and it'd be pretty cool, too, and to be able to do it all the time, all expenses paid.
Yeah.
I'd miss seeing things on social media, but at the same time, I think I'd do the traveling.
I didn't say... the internet. I just said social media.
Yeah, but the internet is social media anymore.
Mm.
No? You don't think so?
social media so pretty specific. I get it, but I'm talking Facebook, TikTok.
Okay, so if I have to go for the social accounts, but I can still go online, then I'm taking travel in a heartbeat.
Yeah, there you go.
That, yeah.
Okay, to me, that was an easy question.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I just complicated it per usual.
And that's what we like about this segment.
Yeah. Talk about the things that you're not thinking about at home.
There you go. Yeah, play along at work. Yeah. Play along at home. 852, 62 degrees.
Do we still have another question?
We do. I'm getting there. Bonus question. Question number four. Would you... Oh, goodness sakes.
You're getting messages, aren't you?
No, I'm just... Would you rather be a complete idiot and not know you're a complete idiot, or be a complete idiot and know that you're a complete idiot? Just get a text and I can't read it.
You want me to read it?
No.
Well, not on the air.
We can't. Yes.
You want to share it with me while I'm trying to think this over?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay. Thank you to that person. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy, yeah. That was in response to a question a couple of questions ago.
Yeah.
If you're getting what we're laying down here.
Oh, that's going to stay with me all day today. That's good.
That was pretty funny.
Okay. Would you rather be a complete idiot and not know you're a complete idiot, or be a complete idiot and know that you're a complete idiot?
Pat, I like to be informed if I am. So I think I'd rather be the complete idiot and know I am.
Mm.
Because then you can just kind of play it up a little bit, too.
That's one way to approach it.
Yeah.
You know, a friend of mine has said that ignorance is bliss. So you just go about life being a complete idiot, not knowing. Or, in your case, you can play it up a little bit.
Yeah, you can play it up a little bit. I mean, you know, everybody walks. Because I wouldn't want to, if I did not know, and then I were to eventually find it out, it'd be kind of life-altering. There goes Matt Shear, the local town idiot. Yeah, that would not be good.
Every town has one.
Are you saying I'm it?
Thank you. I did not say that.
Okay.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate you. This has been Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right.